This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Adventures through time. Life on the canal.
Black Country Live Museum is a pretty cool place to find out about the places we've come from.
And not just the places, it's great to find out about the people behind our history too. Like the families who would have lived on these canal boats. They're really beautiful.
Admiring the narrowboats? They're decorated splendidly, aren't they?
Look at the kettles and jugs on display. What beautiful patterns of roses, and in every possible colour.
A traditional art, brightly painted tin. It originally was just a popular style of decoration by the companies who ran fleets of narrowboats and by the families who owned them. After all, the boats were frequently their homes and they took every bit of care to make them pleasant. They've become something people like to buy as gifts, even today.
This lamp is really cool. The brass is so shiny I can see my face.
Ah, you found a masthead lamp. Quite a luxury for folk 100 years hence. Much brighter and safer than candles, don't you think?
Can you hear that?
I think I know that song. Birmingham on Sea?
That's what this part of the world was known as. As I think, you may find out.
We're still by the canal, but not sure when. There seems to be a lot of activity and quite a few boats are on the move. Come on, let's have a look at that one that's moored up.
Hey, you better gone gooslers admiring our barge, are you?
Gone goosler? What's that?
It's people like you, folk who like to stare at us boat people as we go past. Hang on, I'm coming down.
Sorry for staring. Your boat is beautiful.
Well, that's kind of you to say. Name's John Barry. Pleased to meet you.
Do you live on the canal?
Yeah, I mean the cut. Where else? We work for fellows in Morton. I've been since my grandparents, and that's most of the family.
Moving different cargoes around, right?
That's right. From ironworks mostly, but we take all sorts. Once, we carried chocolates from Mr. Cabley's factory in Birmingham. That was a fine day, I can tell you. The workers gave me and my sister broken biscuits.
Sounds so relaxing. Bobbing around the canals in the fresh air.
Hard work, more like. If it's not cracking the paddles on the locks or legging the bog through tunnels, I have to keep our horse Alice happy, and that means mucking her out. We just have to get on and do what's needed.
So, no school for you then?
Oh, now youngsters are meant to go to school, but I never did. We don't stay anywhere long enough, do we? By the time I'd get to the schoolhouse, the boat would be a mile away. I got a few lessons when I was little, when we were waiting for loading. Some teachers got together specially. It was nice to do something different, but I miss being outside. Towns are so riffy.
Riffy?
Well, they're dirty, aren't they? Tiny children are half my size, even if they do get lessons. Mother says it's smoke from the factories. She reckons life on the cut is healthier, even if it is harder.
John, you need it, son. Come and mind the babby.
That's the end of that. Little sis needs minding. Mother's had to tie her to the cabin roof.
What if she falls off? I hope she can swim.
Nah, when have we got time for that? She'll be safe enough. Our dog Sally's on guard, but I'll take Mary inside. Only time we take a dip is when we're needing a wash. Back to work for me. Set out of it.
Looks like we're back. What a strange life it must have been. Never in the same place for long. And taking you home with you?
Must have been interesting seeing different parts of the country. And getting free biscuits sometimes.
Hello again, you two. Canal life certainly wasn't all about free biscuits, and no mistake. The company that lad was telling you about moved cargo along the canals until just after the Second World War. With the development of the road network, well, trucks took over and the canals fell into disrepair. Families like the Barrys moved into houses in town and had to find other jobs to do.
I bet they didn't like that, even if it did mean the kids could go to school.
Not sure that would cheer them up much. John Barry seemed happy where he was. It's just a totally different kind of life.
The boat people on the cut are an important part of the Black Country history. And traditional canal art is just as much part of that history. Why not get the paints out and give it a try? Choose a bright background of blue, red or green, and then paint some vibrant roses in pinks and oranges. The roses seen on boats in the Black Country were known as Clayton cabbages, because Mr. Clayton liked to decorate his fleet of boats in that style. Castles were another popular thing to draw. Maybe you could use your painting to decorate a plant pot. Might make a nice gift for someone you know.
Black Country Living Museum adventures through time with support from the Arts Fund.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.